the cross where my Savior died. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain which rich with prayer. God, cast thy poor soul at for Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, his precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. He's majestic. Yes, he is. And we worship you, our Lord. Majesty. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus, our King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorify, King of all kings. Yes, yes, yes. Majesty. worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus, our King. Majesty, worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Hallelujah. And because of Jesus dying and rising up on the third day morning, He left us the Holy Spirit. So we say, Holy Spirit, Thou art well, come in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art well, come in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Hallelujah. I'll now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Thanks. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for your praise and worship. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Minister Janet, for greeting us this morning. We so appreciate you. And thank you, Minister Brenda, for welcome in this place. We so appreciate you. Love you to life. Thank you so much. This is Cynthia Cox, reside here in the Bronx, New York, where the sun is shining this morning. We are so grateful. Let me just share a little bit about this awesome journey that we are on. We, on October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. McCullough Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us. And they started us with a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. Well, I want to share with you that you can go to the website 24/7, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bio of our awesome speakers. Feel free to share this page with anyone, anyone that you come in contact. Right now, we need God more than ever. Our theme for 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience. Immediate obedience in all our instruction us to do. But with immediate obedience will be a continued experience and restoration of divine protection and create a miracle and strategic breakthrough. Amen. If you've been led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry as greeters as Minister Janet and as song as Minister Bernard Terrell, as a host of yours truly, or share words. You may even have a prayer request of the praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer director, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But tomorrow we have a treat Friday. Take your prayer request and praise report in the second half of that call. So let me just say our phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to share wealth. And anyone come 3 feet of you, please don't hesitate to share that information. The morning motivation call, held right after this call, Monday through Friday, and a team of great leaders are doing violent, sharing about information with us, the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life product. Don't miss it. The number today is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If you have T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, and you have been charged, we also want to share with you this bypass number that you need to call first and follow the prompts, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday, and our host today is President Promise Campbell. She will be the call this morning. So join us. Share with someone. Please join us on that call today. Oh, today I just share with you. Today is Women's Month. Happy Women's Month to each and every one. And it's also Lent. So I'm back on a 40-day fast again. So God is good. So I'm thankful today. But right now I'm going to stop and get out of the way. We have a speaker that needs no introduction, but you know, I'm just going to say a few things about her because I love her to life. She makes my heart smile because she really is a woman of integrity. She's a pastor. She's just everything that you can be in a person. I certainly love her to life. She is no stranger to this call. She's one of the co-founders of this call, the Master's Call. Started us on this journey, so we are grateful this morning. We just want to say a few things about her, but she's been on she's been ministering all week, so we are grateful to hear her anytime she's ready to pour into us. I am stop, take notes, and listen. Her name is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is she, you know, just if I say everything, you guys, you just, I don't know, I'm just smiling. Let me just say, she's went to Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's completed her master's CA in industrial engineering. She has a degree in Spelman College. She's an artist entrepreneur. She's just Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I just can't say any more about it, but I just want to just get out of the way. And if you, let me just share, just go to the website, and the website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, she has extensive bio, and she also have a call on Tuesday night that you guys shouldn't miss. So we are so appreciated. We love her to life. So let me step out of the way and bring it to front of the line, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there?
I am out here. You going to pray for me or you want me to pray?
Oh, no, no. Please help me, Jesus. I got so excited this morning. Let me pray before we bring our awesome speaker on, and after that, it will be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dear God, today we thank you for everything you have done for us. We thank you for just walking with us and keeping us focused on you. We thank you for hearing our prayers and listening to us and caring us, for protecting us, Lord, healing us, blessing us, and for answering our prayers. Well, we thank you for the speaker about the download word this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary that's going to really give us a focus on you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We praise your name, Lord. But Lord, we tell you we unconditional love. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone.
Morning.
Thank you for our host, the Right Reverend Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox. We love and appreciate you for hosting the call today. Just a shout out of thanks to our dear Janice Robinson for greeting and seeding and giving us those profound and positive scriptures of affirmation as we came on the line. Thank you, Minister Janice, there in New Jersey. We also want to thank our prayer general for that awesome time of worship. Thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, there in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. I do see our co-founder on the board this morning. Good morning to Dr. Pacola Roberts. Love and absolutely appreciate you. As we have walked through this journey, I thank you truly for being my sister and my dear comrade in the Lord. And to all of the Master's Call family and our Art of Life family, which we undergird in prayer, warmest kingdom greetings as we are on our second day of our time of Lent. I asked us yesterday, since we've done so much with eating, fasting, to choose something, an activity, if you like to watch certain TV shows or do certain activities, to sacrifice these 40 days of this Lent season as we head toward Resurrection Day, and to have that accountability partner that you already had to kind of stay in touch with you so that we can continue to grow our arms of faith. We also are in Women's History Month, and as always, before I hop into our word, just want to highlight a few women inventors. You know, with my background in math and science, I am so into being excited in spite of all odds, the powerful contributions that women have made. One of the documented first African-American woman to receive a patent was Judy W. Reed. Judy W. Reed, R-E-E-D. They said she may not have even been able to write her name, but she patented a hand-operated machine for kneading and rolling dough, the D-O-U-G-H, that we make our pies and pastries with. She is probably the first African-American woman really to obtain a patent. Nasara E. Goody is believed to have been the second African-American woman to receive a patent. Now, the one woman that most of us have heard of because we have hair on our head is Madame Walker. Her name was Sarah Breedlove McWilliams Walker, better known as Madam Walker, together with Marjorie Joyner. They improved the healthcare and cosmetics industry early in the 20th century. Just briefly, a little bit about Madam Walker. She was born in 1867 in poverty-stricken rural Louisiana. She was the daughter of formerly enslaved people. She was orphaned at the age of 7 and widowed by the age of 20. And after her husband's death, she moved to St. Louis, Missouri, seeking a better life for her and her child. And she supplemented her income as a washwoman by selling her homemade beauty products door to door. Eventually, Walker's products formed the basis of a thriving national corporation employing at one point over 3,000 people. Her Walker system, which included a broad offerings of cosmetics, licensed Walker agents, and Walker schools, offered meaningful employment and personal growth to thousands of African-American women. Madam Walker's aggressive and marketing strategy combined with her relentless ambition led her to be labeled as the first known African-American woman to become a self-made millionaire. So in other words, before Oprah, there was Madam Walker. And Marjorie Joyner was an employee of Madam Walker's empire. Now, Marjorie Joyner invented a permanent wave machine. Now, this device was patented in 1923. It curled or permed women's hair for a relatively lengthy period of time. This wave machine was popular among white and black women, allowing for longer-lasting wavy hairstyles. Joyner went on to become a prominent figure in Madam Walker's industry, though she never profited directly from her invention, for it was the assigned property of the Walker Company. And that's just a few of the many, and we'll talk more this month about the inventions, the successes of women as we celebrate this Women's History Month. Well, we have been in the midst of all week long a series that I pray has blessed us, entitled From Africa to America. We have always been there. From Africa to America, we have always been there. And I mentioned in earlier times together that I ministered this briefly on Sunday at my church for a conclusion of Black History Month, because I wanted us as a people to understand, because the books have not done us fairly or justly, nothing new, with helping us understand in the Bible, in Scripture, we have always been there. So let's pick up in the New Testament. And I started off talking about in the north area of Cyrene, and that's spelled C-Y-R-E-N-E. That was the capital city of the Roman province, Caesarea. This city was famous, again, for three schools of philosophy and for native sons who excelled in medicine, mathematics, and rhetoric and literature. And perhaps the most illustrious of those was the astronomer Eratosthenes, who is approximately 200 BC before Christ. He computed the circumference of the earth with remarkable accuracy. And no less brilliant was the Hellenistic poet Callimachus, and he became the director of the library at Alexandria. And he acquired an astonishing reputation for the versatility of his aptitudes. Athletics from Cyrene excelled in Olympic competition, especially in horse chariot racing. Many of us have watched those movies like Ben-Hur and others where we've seen the chariot races, and to understand that all of these areas, Africans, we have always been there. Now, ships carried corn, oil, and wool from the fertile lands of Cyrene, as well as the contraceptive known as Silphium, and that's spelled S-Y-L-P-H-I-U-M, and it was a much sought-after crop in Rome. Cyrene maintained a monopoly on the herb until it became extinct because of their over-harvesting. approximately A.D. 200 years after the death of Christ. Now, the citizens of Cyrene roamed far and wide throughout the Mediterranean world as merchants, athletes, philosophers, orators, mercenaries, and even entertainers. The Jewish community of the city had a deep interest in Judaism and produced an important literature, including a five-book history of the Maccabees. Many of us remember the Maccabees. They were the first ones credited with guerrilla warfare, fighting hand-on-hand combat. And this was recorded by Jason the Cyrenian in 2 Maccabees 2 and 43. They were close ties with Jerusalem. Now, most of us have seen, which is one of the few correct pictures, Simon of Cyrene may have been impressed. He was the one who carried the cross of Jesus when he was headed toward Golgotha Hill. When he came, when Simon Cyrene, he became a devout Jew to pay a Passover visit to Jerusalem. Apparently, he became a believer, and his sons were very well known in the Christian community. This is recorded in Mark 15, the 20th verse, and Romans 16, verse 13. So when we've seen those depictions of Simon the Cyrene and African roots help Jesus with the cross, he wasn't even known, documented, a Christian at that time, but this event did something in his heart, we know the Holy Spirit, and then he later did convert. Although an African synagogue, that of the Cyrenians and Alexandrians, first they objected to the preaching of Stephen, and we know Stephen was in Acts 6, the 9th verse. Other natives of Cyrene became early adherents of Christianity and carried the good news to Cyprus. That's recorded in Acts 11, the 19th through 26th verse. From there, Cyrenians and Cyprianians traveled on to Antioch and innovated a gospel approach to non-Jewish Greeks. And so even before Paul got there, we were there witnessing. This revolutionary action drew the attention of the Jerusalem Council, and Barnabas was dispatched to assess this new development. The Bible left out how Barnabas, Cyrenian background, was active in the council at Jerusalem. Now, Barnabas, he went and he was dispatched, and he convinced others of the authenticity of this mission. And Barnabas strategized with the leaders, and he went to Tarsus to seek out Paul. The implementation of the African's dream will require the involvement of a multicultural and multinational task force. As the Church of Antioch prayed, they searched the scriptures and strategized for a whole year. A core of leaders developed. Of the five who were named, who laid hands on Paul and Barnabas to send them out to minister, recorded in Acts 13. Verses 1 and 2. See, they left it all out that we had been right there. We've always been there for a whole year. Barnabas went and found Paul and two of the five who laid hands on them to commission them to go out and spread the gospel was Lucius of Cyrene and Simon called Niger. What does Niger mean in Latin? Black. This may have been none other than that same Simon of Cyrene. So when we skip over in Acts and kind of read it and breath through, we don't even realize those false pictures of us not knowing Christianity at all and missionaries coming over having to evangelize us. That was true for some parts of Africa, but many parts of Africa were already active in the scripture. So when we now read when Paul was prayed over, him and Barnabas, and they went out to minister the gospel, know that we were there. Two of the apostles of the faith laid their hands on Paul and Barnabas and sent them out. Now, the missionary agency was in part Lodge initiated, strategized, promoted, and directed by Africans. And most of y'all are sitting there looking like, oh my God, because you've read it and the pictures we've seen reflected none of the hue of the colors of who were really there. The story of Acts, written by, remember, Dr. Luke, tells us that Paul and Barnabas were promptly then sent to Cyprus, home of some members of the Antioch, a community. And that, again, is in Acts 13. I want you to wrestle with the word, but make sure the scripture of the word wins. And in that 4th to 12th verse, we learn this. But archaeological evidence tells us of the arrival of the gospel in Cyrene. By the end of the 1st century A.D., there were Christian burials inside the Jewish cemetery at Cyrene. All from Africa to America, we have always been there. Let's talk about Africans in the early church. Most of us, and I know I took 2 semesters of systematic theology in school, we've heard about Clement of Alexandria, where he served from 150 through 215 AD. He was a Christian philosopher with a keen desire to win pagan intellectuals to Christ. He directed a school at Alexandria and wrote important exhortations to the heathens as well as to Christians, calling them to be more perfect and have a more perfect life in Christ. This is one of the few that we were taught was another African origin, O-R-I-G-E-N, from 185 through 254 A.D., also known as Origen of Alexandria. And he became the director of the catechetical, and that's spelled C-A-T-E-C-H-E-T-I-C-A-L, school at the age of 18. His was one of the finest minds the church would produce in 300 years. We're talking about the African philosopher Origen of Alexandria. Origen was highly successful in debating Jews, pagans, and Gnostics, and is in fact credited with destroying Gnosticism. And this important biblical scholar, theologian, one who could exegete and pioneer in biblical criticism, produced the Hexapla, and that's spelled H-E-X-A-P-L-A. See, I want to make sure you can go back and research this for yourself and understand we have always been there. Now, he did the comparing of the 6 versions of the Bible. He profoundly influenced the theological thought of the succeeding centuries. Now, this was going on over in these continents well before it went over to Europe, and we hear about Kierkegaard and some of the other philosophers. These powerful African men were already having schools and teaching of the gospel. What about another one, Tertullian, T-E-R-T-U-L-L-I-A-N, from 160 through 225. Now, he was a pagan lawyer who converted to Christianity. He authored apologetics, and apologetics are when you purposely debate with other religions, other denominations to defend the gospel. For those who don't understand what apologetics are, that's what it means. And he was a theologian and did controversial works, and he was the first theologian to write in Latin. It was he who formulated the doctrine of the Trinity and coined nearly 1,000 new words to explain Christian truth. Most of us who have heard his name, Tertullian, has been around but did not know he was of an African origin. Then Athanasius, and that's spelled A-T-H-A-N-A-S-I-U-S, from 296 through 373, he also was a bishop of Alexandria and a major theologian and writer. He was the chief upholder of the doctrine that Christ was both man and God, and was the principal opponent of the Arian doctrine that Jesus was man rather than God. Even as a very young deacon, He was influential at the Council of Nicaea. Now we're back to 1 Corinthians 15. Opponents referred to him as the black dwarf, the black dwarf, D-R-D-W-A-R-F. He was repeatedly exiled and persecuted for his stances, but his principles ultimately prevailed at the Council of Constantinople in 381. All of this is recorded in our scripture. And last for this morning, Cyril, C-Y-R-I-L, who died in 444, and that was 444 years after Christ. He again was a bishop of Alexandria. They were producing him out of Alexandria. He brilliantly represented and systematically set up the teachings of Anathesius and other Alexandrians. He was a very vigorous opponent of heresy. These were church fathers all through the continent of Africa who knew the word of God and who understood and were teaching others long before it flowed over to other parts of the world. Most of us were never taught that. We were never seeing this again. From Africa to America, we have always been there. I'll finish up on that, a few more philosophers and a few more sightings in the New Testament to confirm. From the beginning till now, we of people of color have always, black folks, Africans, in the scripture, have always been there. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Motherspoon. Hallelujah. See what I'm saying, you guys? It's such awesome information to share with us. Oh, man, from Africa to America. We've all been there. Thank you so much for that amazing word this morning. If you will come back and shortly after the message, Reverend, have a word of prayer, would you please call us, come back and do it. Close us out in a benediction, please. Let us pray and pray over our prayer requests. Almighty God, you are mine. You are our strength, our life, and our guide. Lord, your very path is essence to our life. Lord, we thank you for Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for that powerful message this morning. Africa to America. All has been there from the beginning to now. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, what an overflow of blessing after blessing, Lord, that she will not have enough room to contain. But we thank you this morning for that message, Lord. We thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts, for helping us stay focused on the Lord. We thank everyone for joining us this morning here on the Master's Call. And thought it was not brought me. We pray for D.S. DeLeon for me. Lift them this morning, Lord. Thank them for artist life. Thank them for sharing it with us and all that's brought us all together, Lord. We thank you for the staff that keep our products moving in our home. We pray for everyone sick in their body this morning, the nursing home, the hospitals. Touch them in a special way. Lord, we ask you this morning to give a special blessing for Pastor Joseph Washington, Bryant Redden, and Eugene Rice, scrutinizing them like never before, Lord. They need you this morning. We pray for everyone going to bereavement this morning, Lord. We pray for the family. You know them name by name, Lord. Touch them in a special way. Lord, help us to keep us closer and scrutinize us in every step that we are complete with you, Lord. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited this morning. I want to share with you this number that you can listen to the playback, and that number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and that access code is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Again, Happy Women's Month, and this is the New Morning Motivational Call is right after this call. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525. The access code is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Janet, for greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Brennan, for the song and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. Lord, again, thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please close us out in a benediction, please? Thank you.
Father, we just thank you that you said in all of our getting, get understanding in that book of wisdom, the 4th chapter, 7th verse. And we know when that minor prophet Hosea told us in that 4th chapter and 6th verse that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Download this information that it may marinate and saturate in our spirits and our understandings, that we were never excluded or left out of your holy writ, that we've always been there. Enlighten us that we will read the word of God with a new appreciation of the sacrifices that have led to the success of people of color, black people, oppressed people everywhere. Now, I thank you even in this Women's History Month that we celebrate the journey that has occurred even for women to walk in their rightful place, which has always been afforded to us in your word. So I thank you for a stirring in our hearts and our spirits that the baton has been passed to us, and we will not just be hearers of the word, but we shall be doers to apply what we have learned by sharing because we care. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, we go out empowered to be better and do better because we're standing on the shoulders, riding on the backs of those who had bowed down to you from the very beginning, knowing that we have always been there. So we love you, we magnify you, we extol you in this day. In this Ash Wednesday, we'll press into that precious place in your presence so that the countenance of Christ will shine wherever we go. So we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Hopefully we'll hear you in just a few minutes on Testimonial Thursday, where we'll continue to testify of God's grace and mercy. Be blessed. Bye-bye.